This Wednesday, ABC is replacing its low-rated lame duck series Cop Rock with a special called The Tube Test. It's a show that tests your knowledge of television, but TV critic David Bianculli gives The Tube Test a failing grade.
I'd like to describe The Tube Test in one word, but I can't decide between infuriating and putrid. Infuriating because whenever TV takes a look at itself, whether it's in a serious documentary or a silly little quiz special like this, it blows the opportunity by being superficial and condescending. Putrid because, well, because of everything. Start with Alan Thicke, who hosts, and who bombards viewers with a succession of moronic questions. Who is Alan Thicke? Is he A, the star of Growing Pains, B, the former star of Thick of the Night, the worst late-night talk show until Rick Dees came along, C, the former producer of Fernwood Tonight, or D, all of the above? The answer's D, and that question, dull as it is, beats anything on The Tube Test. Apparently, the producers of this special didn't want to discourage viewers by making the quiz too tough. But viewers who recognize the show's cameo guest stars, people like Tiny Tim, Dwayne Hickman, and Jim Nabors, have already passed the toughest test. Some of these questions, I mean, come on. Name the character who wears a beat-up raincoat? Identify the theme song to Bonanza? For 1 point each, name the four monkeys? Gee, that's a tough one. Weren't they Mickey, Mike, Millie, and Vanilli? And even when the show stumbles on a halfway decent question and actually has a chance to say something interesting, it doesn't.
For 4 points, which series featured TV's first interracial kiss? Was it Benson, Hotel, Star Trek, or Miami Vice? The correct answer is Star Trek.
That is the right answer, but it's incomplete and a little less daring a TV landmark than The Tube Test would have you believe. Yes, Captain Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura did kiss on Star Trek, but only in a scene where both of them were being manipulated against their will by mind-controlling aliens. That's the only way Star Trek got it past the timid network censors at the time. But does Tube Test mention it? The answer is A, no. Even its research is sloppy and incomplete. Listen.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Hickman. On The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, my chief rival for the affections of Thalia Miniature was a character named Milton Armitage. Milton was rich, spoiled, and arrogant. Unfortunately, he was also handsome and dressed to kill. For 4 points, who played Milton Armitage? Was it A, William Shatner, B, Troy Donahue, C, Warren Beatty, or D, Jack Nicholson?
You know, I always hang my clothes 6 inches apart so that the materials don't rub together. You know, many a wardrobe has been ruined by materials rubbing together.
How many suits would you say you had?
Oh, well, I'd have to check. I mean, I really couldn't say offhand.
Oh, gee.
All I can tell you is that my closet is 16 feet long.
Oh, God.
The girl in that scene, another first-year Dobie Gillis regular, is played by Tuesday Weld, but The Tube Test doesn't even bother to identify her. I guess it's because she hasn't been in a hit movie lately, so why bother? Why actually be interesting when you can spend the entire hour being infantile and insipid and uninspired? I hate this stuff. How can TV expect to be taken seriously when it treats itself so moronically? A well-researched, well-written Tube Test could have been informative and even provocative, as well as entertaining. Instead, it's none of the above.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.